And you can figure that out, just he would be...
Well, he'd be, what was his name, the nationality of his...
German.
German.
That's a German name.
How about on your mother's side?
Well, her name was...
That'd be German too, wouldn't it?
That'd be German, and...
But is she several generations of American too?
No, my dad's father came from Germany, mm-hmm. and my mother's father came from Germany. But my dad came to Ohio, and my mother was from Rolling Stone, Minnesota. And they was in a German settlement in Minnesota.
I see. I guess that'd make quite a bit of difference. What would salt pork be exactly?
Well, salt pork was a method of keeping it,
uh-huh.
salting it, cutting up a hog in big pieces and putting a barrel and packing salt on.
Well, what sections of this would not be just any section of the hog, would it? Or would it be?
It could be any section of the hog. Yeah,
oh, I see.
They would. It's salt pork
ham?
Was.
Even
yeah.
Ham?
People that would maybe butcher a hog for some reason or other in the summertime and salt it down for preservation would be the only thing that, of course, I guess there would be localities again where that was a method of salting it down and keeping it. Then after they took that salt pork, when they took it out, they let it soak for a week and clear water to get
yeah.
the salt soaked out of it, so they could
yeah.
eat. In my recollection, nobody ever used it that I know of around this locality.
I see. How about, did you ever call any section of the hog flitch?
No, I've never heard that.
How about side? Call it side?
Well, not to my recollection that I've ever heard that. That expression.
Now, some people make a difference between what they call meat that gets bad and what they call butter that gets bad.
Well, we just say it's spoiled. That would be a thing. Of course, you hear of the expression that your butter was rancid.
But you wouldn't necessarily say that.
No, not necessarily. Our common expression is spoiled.
Some people make that difference in their some don't. Well, I'm interested in a few things about how your wife or your probably your mother would talked about things she does after you finish a meal. What does she say she does with the dishes?
That's one for you, Ken.
Washing, yes.
That's a case of washing the dishes, I imagine. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And after that, she'd do what to them?
Drying the dishes.
Uh-huh. And does she do something to them between washing them and drying them?
Do you, I don't know whether... That was a common thing. It's called the dishes, but
now they call it rinse.
Now they call it rinse.
You ever hear a wrench around here? Rinse the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Occasionally, you'd hear anybody say, "Rinse the dishes."
Uh-huh. How about back-a-ways when you're a boy?
Well, as I remember the way things was done, you didn't have a modern sink to wash dishes in. You had a dish pan, and then my mother always had another pan that she'd put the dishes in and then take